on this Saturday morning. We'll jump back on the texts that have come in, get through these listeners' questions. You can text to 411-923 or join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. This person in particular, their horse ate the bark off of their Palo Verde tree. Says, has never done that before, but oh well, any chance this tree will survive? I don't have any experience with horses eating Palo Verdes, but I will tell you, if your goat eats the bark off your ash,
toast.
The ash tree will die.
Yeah.
And so does the goat.
Yeah, and then you have...
And not because of anything...
And you have goat roast that night for goat pot roast, right? Well, it depends on how much of the bark it ate, you know, and how... You know, anytime bark gets removed from any tree, it's not a good thing. That's why the sunburning, when we're talking about wrapping trunks, if that bark gets sunburned and comes off and exposes, you know, the next layer of tissue, you know, the tree basically, it's like putting a tourniquet around your arm. You start cutting off the circulation to your to the extremities of your arm. Same way with a tree. And they kind of slowly die. Now, one thing plants will do is they'll compartmentalize. They'll seal off. If it's just one little chunk on one side, a plant has the ability to kind of seal those or compartmentalize that off, and you might be okay. So, you know, without a picture of seeing it. So I guess the rule there would be how far around the trunk did it go. If it's maybe a fourth of the way around, you might be okay. If it's halfway, you're probably in trouble. If it's more than that, you're definitely. But the good thing is it's a Palo Verde, so it's a pretty vigorous, fast-growing, hardy species, and it might recover from that.
And I would still plant another Palo Verde.
You know, if it's not
just
terribly
in case.
Well, if it's not terribly old, if it's a younger tree and you're not very far down the road, you might be okay. Just go ahead. But if it's an older tree, you know, this can be hard to replace. You might want to just wait and see.
Stan texted in and wants to know about what type of fertilizer should he put on his rye lawn. At the beginning of the hour, we talked about, you know, if you planted...
Fertilizing winter lawns, yeah. You want to make sure you're feeding them about once a month or so, depending on what you use. So on the organic side, of course, we would recommend the Farm's Choice, you know, organic fertilizer. We have a pellet product that works great on winter lawns. On the conventional side, Turf Royale is probably the number one thing that most of your professionals use. It's a good product that's available that has some ammonium nitrate as part of the nitrogen product, and it is more readily available in the colder weather than some other products. So,
and when we talk local, a big part of this program, we love to connect people with the local industry around them, local businesses. Organics are a big part of garden talk. 20 years ago, organic was never mentioned. It's just, it is
well,
what
you
it
were
is.
A weir- you were a weirdo 20 years ago if you were talking about organics. Like, oh, wow.
There's nothing more organic than the Farm's Choice.
No, there's not. No, there's not. It's what we do. It's all we do. You can go on our website and find out where our products are available, pretty much Valley, statewide even, and in a number of different forms.
And this is all, and you've got liquid now?
We have a liquid that we're selling commercially.
Okay.
We don't really have a liquid in small quantities yet, but it commercially starting to be used. We're getting there. But yeah, these products are all, you know, obviously the Hickman family is in the egg business. If you have eggs, you got to have chickens. If you have chickens, you got to feed them. If you feed them, you end up with chicken manure and lots of it. So we take the chicken manure products and chicken manure and make various products out of it, from pathogen-free, food-safe, pasteurized, heat-treated products for our organic leafy greens customers in Yuma and across the state to pelletized golf course turf quality products for lawn and garden use, to just unscreened bulk materials that a lot of farms will use for pre-plant or for orchards or farmers that want organic but don't need the pasteurized food safe protocols.
The last text question we'll get to here, Shane in Mesa wants to know about how to get the paint off of his citrus tree trunk. I think what I would tell him is just get the natural paint and paint over the white.
Absolutely.
Instead of trying to
Yeah, you'd probably do more damage than good trying to get it off. Sometimes it'll start flaking off if it's been on there a long time, and you can just take don't take a wire brush, but a kind of a stiffer type brush and knock off what's flaking off. But you're right. If you don't want the white, just paint over the white with the Go Natural.
Next hour is the open line hour. If you've got a question about your home, castle, or cabin, you can call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're also going to bring in our local realtor. We were talking last week just about all the different articles and stories and headlines going on about the real estate. We've got a lot of visitors in from out of town. I can't tell you how many of those visitors are going to end up being local residents, but you meet people a lot. What brought you to Phoenix? Well, even our 7 o'clock hour guest,
yeah.
Rockin' Reggie.
It was snowing in Detroit. When I got here, it was 70 degrees. Boom.
We'll talk about the real estate market and take your calls here at Rosie on the House.